This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ooh, that was Alex Cora with an optimistic perspective, as he is wont to do.
Really?
Yeah.
All the time?
Most of the time.
I think some people expected him to be a little
negative
Nancy.
No.
And he has been in the past.
At times. And sometimes he can be a little bit more negative Nancy behind off mic. Right, like you may see his mood differently in the dugout or just in the totality being around the team.
Yep.
And then you heard a little snippet of Ken Rosenthal there who was, let's just say, not impressed by what the Red Sox did at the trade deadline, as is the case with most of us. We've been taking your calls all afternoon, and we did have early on the strange Joe call saying, like, Breslow's doing a great job. Didn't you see the offseason? He's doing everything. He's awesome.
There's no way he could have meant it, right?
Was that Breslow? Was it like a cousin or something? Well,
but you know what he referenced? It was odd to me. It was the Rafi Devers trade. And I thought, you think Breslow had anything to do with the Rafi Devers trade?
That was personal. That was John Henry.
That was John
Henry.
He flew
to Kansas City. And he said, you're dead to me.
Yeah.
You'll never play for me again.
Come on, man.
But since then, it's been primarily...
Breslow would never have made that trade unless the owner told him to make that trade.
Well, yeah, because Rafi would have said no, and Breslow would have said, okay, sorry.
But Bregman coming here was more of a core thing than it was Breslow.
No, all he gets credit for, crochet deal, then he got the extension done, although a lot of that is also John Henry signing off on doing the extension, and Aroldis Chapman, although I've also told you there, I think they signed him to be a setup man, not the closer. I think Hendricks was supposed to be the closer, so they sort of stumbled into that one there, an all-star closer. So, all right, maybe he's not as good as we thought in the offseason. Dan Ball, yes.
But guys, good news is Quinn Priester is only 9-0, I think, over his last 10 or 12 starts with an ERA.
Yeah, that wasn't great. At a time, it looked like they had an abundance of starting pitching. Remember the six-man rotation? They were going to have a six-man rotation back.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now they had a four-man rotation until they got Dustin May, and they can slide him in there, and Cooper Criswell. Yes, Dan Ball?
Just quickly, he has made a couple of second and third-tier moves to add depth to the organization, which I think deserves some credit.
And Narvaez?
That's one. Okay, that was the first one. Okay. He's now my Mason Miller, and I will put my hand up for that. But... the one thing that a big market GM has to do that he is not capable of doing is make the big move. So that's why you get to the trade deadline, and he's not capable of doing it. So your second and third tier moves, I trust Craig Breslow. His computer spits out, this guy has potential, and I will take it. But the big move, that top tier guy that's established already, can't trust him on that.
Also was supposedly, reportedly, purportedly, whatever you want to call it, whatever word, the reason he's here. Because Chaim Bloom couldn't do that. Chaim Bloom got anxious and couldn't pull the trigger in the Chris Sale deal a couple of years ago, various moves along the way. And Breslow, in his introductory press conference, talked a good game in that area. He talked about having assets and pulling the trigger and acquisitions. Yep. I remember he said the term acquisitions many, many times. Well, yesterday he did not have a lot of acquisitions. There was a good question in there. I don't know if it was Alex Spear. It was like, when you look around and pretty much everyone else added at least three players that's around you in the standings in the American League, and Cora batted it down and stayed positive, as he will do. But yeah, we do need to get to this John Heyman thing, because you got a little snippet of it there. John Heyman was not Ken Rosenthal. Sorry.
There we go.
I got my no stiz. I'm not calling for something out of nowhere. I just flubbed the name. Ken Rosenthal, who we talked about previously, has written some columns about the Red Sox. Very critical, very biting, almost like it's personal or there's a specific agenda, or almost like he's just a local columnist. Like his name is Dan Shaughnessy.
Right.
And he's all fired up. But Ken Rosenthal, like us, did not like what the Red Sox did at the trade deadline.
Epic fail. Comes off an epic fail last year's deadline with Craig Breslow, and this was an epic fail as well. Now, again, they met the same problem that the Cubs ran into. Joe Ryan is another starting pitcher who wasn't traded, but my understanding is any talks that they had with the Twins were feeble at best. They didn't come at them hard. The Red Sox are one of many teams that uses modeling and tries to figure out what the best values are, and it's all about efficiency and getting the best deal and this and that and the other thing. At some point, you've got to fire. It's the same thing we're saying with the Cubs. and they did not even address first base, which I know they've gotten decent work out of Romy Gonzalez and Abraham Toro, but my goodness, that was a position where they had to act. They tried for Suarez, Eugenio Suarez, and they tried with the idea of playing him at first base, didn't get him. Didn't get a starter other than Dustin May, who has not been a very successful starter for the Dodgers. And in their bullpen with Steven Matz, he's a swing guy. He can be effective, but my goodness, they needed more. This is a team that is on the rise. And again, they may say, oh, we're going to be better next year. Our young guys will be that much better. Yeah, that's what the Orioles were saying a year ago. There is no guarantee in this sport or any other. So the Red Sox, I don't get it. I don't understand it. And there's going to be some people in Boston, a lot of people in Boston, questioning what the heck they did.
Did I mention I used to play the game?
You did.
Believe me, I get it.
No, you don't. That was very good. There was a lot packed. First of all, the multiple my goodness is in there. He said that twice. And the allusion to the Orioles, who were the youngest, coolest, hottest team in baseball. The future is bright. It's kind of the Dan Marino thing. Oh, we'll get there again. How many Super Bowls am I going to go to? It doesn't matter if I don't win the first time I go. You can't assume.
Oh. Yeah, and they fired their manager, what, after the first 30
years? Yes. Yes, they did. And this team is in position, because Alex Cora is right. The one part that isn't really opinion, when he looks across from his seat, he always talks about it, Fenway Park to the Green Monster. He sees the standings right there. Yep. You're in third place. You could move into second place pretty easily. Yep. You're in the wild card. You're in a good position as we start August. Where will you be when we finish August?
Yeah.
That's the question.
That is. And I think what for Breslow, what's my feeling is that this is a very difficult time of year for him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The last 2 years, you look at I could ask Dan to name off all the trades they made last year, but we don't need to do that. It was underwhelming.
Yes.
This year so far, it feels underwhelming. Yep. And it's like, you know what? Whenever there's a time constraint and pressure and you got to pull the trigger and you don't have months and months like you do before the season starts, it's a whole different level of pressure to negotiate and to execute deals. And my feeling is, he's just not going to be very good at making trade deadline moves.
He's not off to a good start, and certainly he had the expectation that he was going to be better than Chaim Bloom. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines, and I'm just going to read what it says in front of me. We're going to go to Riff in Seawright. What's up, Riff in Seawright?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's good.
So when I saw tonight's lineup with Abraham Toro batting cleanup, my first thought was that's Cora's way of saying to Breslow, your uncomfortably aggressive approach sucks. that should be Josh Naylor. Mm. That should be Eugenio Suarez. That should be Ryan O'Hearn batting cleanup, not Abraham Toro.
That's an interesting perspective, Riff. You could add Yandy Diaz in there. There were bats available. That's the one thing. There were some big bats that could have solved their issues much easier than some of the starting pitching, more obviously.
Let me ask all of you guys a question. We'll ask Will Fleming this. Did the Red Sox screw up by leaving all the guys on the big boy club off the table?
Yes.
Unavailable?
Yes.
Should those guys have been at least available for options in a trade?
You trying to win now?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're trying to win now and improve your baseball club, don't remove almost anybody from the conversation. You and I talked about this yesterday. If we got news that it was Joe Ryan and then I found out, Jaron Duran was in the trade, what would I do? Well, I would be happy. I would react for a minute. I would sort of do some math in my head like this part is better, this part's worse. And one thing I don't think people take into account enough, you have Christian Campbell. So if you traded Jaron Duran and you're like, we're kind of down a bat.
Yep.
I thought Christian Campbell was part of your future. Bring him up. He's raking now in Worcester.
Yeah.
So he's gotten hot again. He's not still in that slump. Or the password, the other kid, bring him up. Like, there's options.
What do you think, Dan? Do you think they should have at least had some of the guys on the big
Absolutely. Club? You have log jams everywhere. You have too many infielders for the four spots because you have Meyer, and to your point, you have Campbell, you have Casas coming back, and then below them you have Arias and Romero and all these other prospects that they didn't want to part with. In the outfield, you have four guys that play outfield, and then you have the password. You also have Yoshida and Ref Snyder. Like, there are too many good players that are floating around the Boston Red Sox, but not enough great players. So absolutely, if you could have consolidated some of your talent and brought in a guy that actually helps you compete in October versus the aggregate of two or three guys that helps you be a good regular season team, I'm doing that every single day.
Fitzy, what do you think?
I would have tried to offer Willie Abreu first because I still value Jaron Duran, even with his stats that aren't as good or with the power numbers that Abreu has. Because I think the intangibles that Jaron Duran brings and what Rob Bradford reminded us of his emotional and motivational quotient to the team means a little bit more. But I would have led with Abreu and a very heavy package of prospects. Because if you are looking to offload one of your all-star-ish outfielders in the offseason, what is a best-case scenario lead you to? Trading one of them for a starting pitcher. So if one of them could get you a starting pitcher now, then unfortunately you probably do have to. As much as I would be hesitant to do so, I would lead with one of those guys in a package rich enough to land you a potential Cy Young level number two starter.
And I get that there would probably be some emotional backlash in that clubhouse, which, by the way, there's going to be emotional backlash to nothing being done in that clubhouse today. And I would also remind you that we are very simple human beings. We get caught up in the moment. We'd be mad Jaron Duran was gone. And then the first time Joe Ryan left the mound at Fenway Park after pitching seven scoreless innings and the crowd is standing and going nuts, we'd all be like, wait, who was that guy that used to play left field and center field? There was like some guy we liked, but this guy seems pretty cool when he's pitching out here.
You really think Mad would have been the reaction from fans if you traded Duran? If that was the return. Like trading him for prospects is one thing. That's
No. Oh yeah, that would be mission. I'd be mad about that.
Yeah,
too.
For sure.
No, I do think that he's a very popular guy.
Okay.
Both in the clubhouse and outside the clubhouse. I think there are a lot, like, we had somebody, Tim Healy, was like, they sell a lot of jerseys. He's very popular.
Sure.
The number one jersey seller right now.
The young fans like Jaron Duran quite a bit, and I think there would be an immediate, oh, no, we did it again. We lost another one of my favorite players. We traded away Mookie. We lost Bogart. All those things, and that would be fixed if Joe Ryan pitched like Joe Ryan can. Now, if Joe Ryan doesn't live up to the hype, if Joe Ryan's not good, now you got all kinds of problems.
Yeah, of course.
But
that's taking a risk, which is what you're supposed to be doing.
And especially when you have a chance. Like, this is, you know, this example is, it's like when you're in the race. You ever watch those movies like Fast and Furious and they push the, what is that, nitrous. Something?
Yep.
Like, you're in the race and then you need that little extra burst to win the race. And there's a little risk involved because that stuff can blow up and blow your car out. You could lose steering. But you've put yourself in position to win this race. Yep. Press the nitrous and hit the finish line and win. They didn't do that.
The top-selling Red Sox jersey is currently Jaron Duran.
Jaron Duran. Yeah, that does not surprise me.
12th overall in MLB.
Yeah, that does not surprise me. But guess what? I don't care about jersey sales. I care about World Series. I care. You're right. They do. They shouldn't. You know where you can sell a lot of jerseys? When you play longer. And if you're playing playoff series, I bet you sell more jerseys in the playoffs. Mm. And then if you play in the World Series, and then you can put a special patch on them, and you make them buy a new jersey that says World Series 2025 on it, and now you can make more money. Winning solves every flipping problem. Yes. Financial, popularity, ratings. So win at all costs.
What's the first commercial after a Super Bowl, World Series, anything? It's Fanatics.
Oh, absolutely. Red Sox, yes. Get your gear now. World champions. Gear. It's all of it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Winning makes you popular. Winning
Great minds
sells.
Think alike. There you go.
Winning makes money. 617-779-7937. Are you optimistic about the Red Sox, not just tonight, but over the second half of the season? I can answer for you. 56% in the poll today said they do not believe the Red Sox will make the playoffs, even though they are in the playoffs right now, if they started today. Alex Cora, optimistic. Most of the rest of the reactions to the trade deadline are a little bit negative. We'll see where our buddy Will Fleming falls on that spectrum. He can be a very emotional, reactionary guy. We all know that if you've listened to a call here on WEEI. Will Fleming will join us in the next half hour or so here at Fenway Park, WEEI Afternoons. We'll also have the drive at 5. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.